Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the year where we talk a daf less than a day in a few minutes. We were looking at Sukkah 47. It was taught in a Brisa. Rav Yehuda says, when the Torah commands, you shall place it before Hashem, this implies waving. The Torah means that the owner should place the Bikurim, you know, you're supposed to bring the first of your fruits to Hashem, offered as a sacrifice, as a gift to Hashem, really, before the altar, after first waving them. You say that it implies waving, but perhaps it refers only to actual placement. So it simply means that the owner sets down the Bikurim before the altar for a Kohanim to take it and eat. What is waving and where is it indicated? When it says earlier, and he shall place it before the altar, then placement is already said. There's no need for further placement. How do I count for the command, you shall place it? This implies waving. The Torah means that after the Kohen places the basket down, the owner lifts it again. For what purpose? In order to wave it. The point being, when we're involved in Bikurim, it's the idea of thinking of Hashem first, giving the fruits, thanking Hashem, being grateful, having Hakaras HaTov to Hashem for what He gave us. If you're planting, if you're reaping and sowing, and you have grapes or whatever, if you have anything that you're giving up to Hashem, the fruits and vegetables, it should go to Hashem first. In our lives, we should really put Hashem first, as He always puts us first. He takes care of us in every single way, but how often do we stop and just think about Hashem and thank Hashem and be grateful to Hashem and Hakaras HaTov to Hashem for having a wife, for having kids, for having a house, for having a job, instead of always thinking about the negative, always thinking about what we don't have or we wish we had? Just be happy and grateful for what we have. That's why the davening starts with all the brachos from Moda Ani, thanking Hashem for giving us life another day, going through to all the brachos before we do anything else. We thank Hashem for letting us stand, for letting us walk, for having clothing, for being able to move about, to move around, not being in prison. All these things, we thank Hashem. We should stop and realize, as Bikurim should teach us, we should think of Hashem first, we should place Hashem first, we should have Him on our mind first as much as possible throughout our day, and maybe we'll see that things really do go our way much more often every single day if we keep Hashem on our mind as much as we can. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 48 here on the TTD.